God, the power in the name. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with instant illumination. God, the power in the name. The name of God throughout all time has been taken rather carelessly by many people and rather seriously by many other people. And always it is a name that has allowed itself to just be. It does not make itself into something that is holy, something that is specific, that is something terrifically wonderful for anything. It is just that which it is. When the name God is spoken, instantly everyone knows what it means. And the word that we speak so often and so carelessly, but very definitely, God bless you. We say God bless you, we say may God bless you, and the blessings be with you, the power of the force be with you. Now we say all these things as sort of a casual statement, but in truth, it is probably the most powerful statement we could ever make. When I say, John, come here, I am speaking to you, John, to come here. I am not asking that you come, I am commanding that you come. I am saying, I want the essence of John, whatever that may be, to come to me the moment I call him. If I'm training my dog, and I say, Rex, come, and Rex comes, then he is fulfilling the ideal of the name. Now, if I have not trained him to recognize that his name is quite important, and that when I say Rex come, that means that he should come, then I am not in charge. I'm not in control. And I feel frustrated. I feel that my word is useless. I feel that the power of my thought and the power of my word are not carrying out the thing, the possibility that they can do. You say, well, a dog and God. Yeah, well, God spelled backwards is dog. But yes, God. When I say, God, come here, you say, you would command God to come to you? Yes. I would say, God, bless me. God, show me the way. God, open the door. God, reveal to me that which is my highest and best. God, be unto me that which you would have me be unto you. And you say, well, now that's sort of an interesting way to approach things. You mean we make commands of God? Yes, we do all the time. And sometimes we even say, God damn. We want God to damn something, to be contrary to something. And we don't find that very difficult at all. In fact, some very top-rated movies recently have used the swear word, God damn, and it has been just used in a very colloquial way and a very acceptable way. Now, our parents, at least my parents, have taught me that using any words to get across the point is not acceptable. As the children's saying is, sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but names will never hurt me. Well, names hurt a lot more than the sticks and stones. And if we are known by our word, if we are known by the words that we speak, if we are known by the power of our word, then our word indeed brings forth to us every beautiful and wonderful thing we could ever want. God, the power in the name. Yes, I speak the word God at all times. I speak that word because God is everywhere and everything, through everything and as everything, and I am God. Now, if I am God, I am not going to take my name in vain. I am not going to take my name and misuse it in any way to bring about a result that I want that is not going to be favorable for me. Oh, go to hell. God damn you. And we say things like that, and we don't realize how powerful that is, how absolutely powerful that is, and how destructive that is, and how totally unredeeming that is. It's just like if we would say, my dad can beat your dad. What we're saying is that my dad believes in me. My dad stands beside me. My dad knows me. My dad trusts me. And if I say to my dad that what you have done is incorrect, he will believe me rather than you. He will believe me even if all the evidence points out that it's me that has done something terrible. He will believe in me because he is my father. He is the creator of my name. He is the creator of me, and he brought me forth into this experience. He believes in me. Now, can we believe in the words that we use? Can we believe in the power of the word that we are using? When we say, God bless you, do we realize that we're saying, I bless you with all my heart and soul and being, with all that I am? I told you the story of the boys who were singing with us, God Bless America. And we're saying, God bless America, land that I love. I stand beside her and guide her with the light from the power from above. And the boy said, no, I am God. So I bless America. And it's from the light within. And you see, as they mentioned these simple things, because they were looking at it from seven-year-old boys thinking, and they said, no, this is what it is. It's got to be, I bless America, and from the light within me. You see, they began to recognize the power of their word. They began to recognize how their word meant something, and that if indeed they are God, as they are taught and told, then they are the ones who are blessing America. They are the ones who are blessing whatever nation they live in. They are the ones who are blessing whatever circumstances they're in. And the guidance that comes is not from above, but it's from within, from the divine within each. Now, God, oh, the power in the name. The more that we use the name God, the more that we speak the name God, the more that we claim the name God in a powerful, beautiful way, knowing that it is us we're speaking about, then that name God takes on a totally different picture and becomes something very significant and meaningful in our life. It becomes something so dramatic and dynamic in our life that our whole life turns around and takes a whole new point of view, and everything becomes really beautiful and really fabulous. Is this something that you would like to do in your life? To have the power in a name? What is your name? If you were to speak your name right now, would it have the same power that you would speak if you spoke the word God? Now, my name is Herb. And I say, Herb is a fine man. And then I say, my name is God. God is a fine man. Well, God is a man, yes, God is a man, God is all. And do I think the same thing? Now, right away, I think of glorifying God. Well, now, why not glorify man? Why not glorify this body that we live in, this world that we live in, these circumstances that we live in? Am I surrounded by beautiful God people? Am I surrounded by divine people, people who are uplifting and fantastic in every possible way? If I am, then I am certainly doing everything right. And this is all really that matters in our life. God, the power in a name. When I begin to recognize the power in the name of God that I use in my world, the name Herb, if I recognize that that means God, then I will say it very different from how I might otherwise say it. If I say my dog's name, Rex, and I think that he is God, then I am thinking totally different. I'm thinking of a cooperative, loving, gentle, careful, desirable being, someone who is delighted in being in your home. Can we say that? Can we say that about ourselves? Can we say that about our pets? Can we say that about our friends and neighbors and our spouses, our children, our parents? Can we say that all is God? And can we say the power in the name is so utterly great and beautiful that no word can do it justice? Only the word of using it, and using it with unconditional love, so that every time we say the word Herb, we mean an unconditionally loving being. Every time we say the word God, it's an unconditionally loving being. Every time we say the word Rex, it's an unconditionally loving being. We can say the same for all the others in our world, and if I were to begin, I would never be able to end. For everyone in my world is an unconditionally loving being. Oh, what power in the name of God. Oh, what power in the name I give to myself, my friends, my world, my pets, everyone. Oh, what power. Now, I want to make sure that that power flows through unconditional love at all times, and that power represents the goodness that I am and it is. Wonderful day, isn't it? Wonderful way to live. Wonderful things to do. Join me in this and know as I think and live and speak and have my being in my name, so do you. And let that name be the purity, the goodness, the allness, the God that it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.